Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to She's Raising the Bar, Blog Talk Radio.
She's Raising the Bar.
Every Wednesday at 1 friggin' o'clock. Does everybody understand? This is where we are. And if we're not live, we will be in the archives. I could have made a nice rhyme out of that, but I just didn't. I didn't prep enough for that. But I could have. Welcome, people. Happy spring. Happy pre-Passover, Easter, the holidays are, one is tailgating the other this week, and
yeah,
wish everybody a wonderful one, a healthy one, and hopefully, well, at least here in New York, there won't be any other prediction of a nor'easter on a Tuesday into a Wednesday or a Wednesday into Thursday.
That's like a habit now.
That's what we've been having, and we had the last one last week.
Yeah, the big one. That was the big one.
And the 50 degrees that we had a couple of days after that, by the time Friday came, there was nary a trace of snow on the ground. But welcome, people. Thank you for joining us. Cast of characters are...
Who?
Sitting to my left,
mm-hmm,
and always close to my heart, is the lovely... Lee Ziegelman.
Whoa, yay.
I'm coming.
You surprised me.
By the compliment or by how quickly? Here,
yeah.
How about this? Lovely Lee Ziegelman. There we go.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Don't say another. Okay. That's what I wanted. So you got it. And Lori Towers is me.
Yeah.
And come on, give me something, baby. Come on, give me. Okay, you know what? This is what I'm giving myself. God damn.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. And we have, I think it's everybody's favorite show, and we have our roundtable discussion at the end of every month. And we used to not do it at the end of every month, but we did it like midweek, mid-month, and I don't know why I didn't think that it would be better to have a roundtable discussion rounding off the month at the end of the month, Alita. Are you in agreement with me about that?
Oh, yes.
So, but why didn't I do that? And I blame you. Why didn't you?
I don't know.
It would make more sense. And it just
I did. I told you that yesterday.
I know, yesterday. But this is like a year into the fact.
Right. Well, we didn't do a year of roundtable.
Sure. Oh, contrary.
We did?
Yeah. Oh, darling, yes.
I don't remember doing that.
Oh, a year.
I'm going to ask our guests for a year.
I have it. I have all the roundtables, by the way. Yes.
I'm sorry. I don't remember those for a year.
The lovely Nancy Donahue, who's always been a regular, will be joining us. Patricia Martin, of course, a regular. Winter Gabriel, also. And they will all be with us in a couple of seconds. And we are rounding up. We had a really, really bouncy month, I would say, with Women's History Month. It just seems like every month so much happens.
Mm-hmm.
So much happens lately that it's just so hard. You know what I find is...
Do you think it's so much happening or it's just more magnified right now?
It could be both.
Yeah.
It could be both. But I don't know if the same happens with you. When you don't see somebody for a good amount of time, like there are people I don't see for like maybe a month at a
mm-hmm.
shot or even a couple of weeks, and you realize the last time you saw them and you were talking about something topical, so much happened since then. And you're like, oh, my God, that's right. That's the last time I... Mm-hmm. And I don't remember feeling like that at any other point in my life.
Really?
It's just, I think everything... You know what? I think everything is a little bit of news on steroids. You know, everything is...
I've done it in my head right now.
Yeah, everything is just...
That's what I'm just saying. It was just, you know, things always happen.
Yeah.
Always happen. Just lately, it's just something that's just always magnified and magnified because, again, we're always blaming White House for what's happening.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
We are, because mostly it's of the time.
Right. Well, that's where
truth.
It started.
Yeah, of
it
course.
Just escalated and snowballed after that.
Of course. And the truth is, what's really nice about what happened with Women's History Month, I mean, a lot happened within that. It just seemed like we had outgrowths of different movements. And
mm-hmm.
another one that I think that, I mean, I'm not even a parent, but I'm sure you as a parent, it can't be even ever more proud of these kids
oh
that assembled
God.
And, you know, never,
mm-hmm.
what is, it's hashtag enough
yes.
and this this gun regulation, this movement.
They've had enough also, you know, and they're sounding their voice.
Yeah, and it's just, I've never seen, and we, you know, we've always said, the newcomers, the youngins coming up, you know, they're a little bit, you know, pampered. They're a little bit of this. They're a little bit of that. They're, you know, we have a lot of helicopter parents around. But I was never prouder
mm-hmm.
to see what they're doing and how quickly they're doing it. And they're using all the means of social media perfectly,
right.
absolutely perfectly. And they're using it to gain traction. And more eloquent speakers I haven't seen in a while.
Well, I think the younger generation is much smarter than we were,
and you know what,
especially the older generation.
Do you know what the sad thing is?
What?
And I'm going to say this, and you know, again, we always offer people, if you have a contrary point of view, give us a call, 347-857-1867. Let us know how you feel. But I will go on record as saying, these young kids, everyone that I saw, everyone that I heard speaks with more command of the language than the man who's running this country.
Mm-hmm.
And
Anybody does.
Find that to be the most disturbing, because even if I had a problem with the administration, and I have,
mm-hmm.
everybody spoke
right.
like they went to a few years of school, and everyone spoke like it mattered, and everybody spoke like people were listening and possibly were taking notes. This one doesn't. This one is like looks like he's just got out of a pool hall, and he just got into an argument. This is what we have. This is what we have running the ship.
Well,
God help us.
You know, we've discussed
God
this before in the back.
Mm-hmm.
We always talk about this, and you know, I'm not a fan.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not changed. He's been this way.
No.
And it's our people that voted
him in. Absolutely, absolutely.
So
well,
I'm not blaming him.
No,
I'm blaming us.
It's all.
So it's just
awful.
He has not changed.
And
he's always spoken like that.
And he always will. And he always will.
Yeah.
Now, roundtable people.
You
want to
come on?
I think so.
No,
I think so. Let's bring everybody on and announce yourself, because we don't have everybody's numbers.
I think that's Winter,
Winter
right?
Winter, I think, was first. Winter, is that you?
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
Indeed. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello, darling. I believe Patty Martin was the second.
Yes,
Patricia?
Here I am. Hey,
hi,
everybody.
Darling.
Hi.
And my lovely Nancy Donahue.
Hi,
sweetheart. Okay. Boy, that was, I was like, I wasn't really sure because I can't really see.
These numbers never look familiar to me. I know Winter's numbers because it's 646 mine.
So how are you ladies? How's everybody doing?
Good.
Welcome back.
You know, before we start the dialogue, I want to read a couple of things. And Patty's going to actually has a piece that we're going to start off the show with and get us like, you know, ready for the topic. But there's a couple of quotes that I love by Edith Stein, who was a wonderful philosopher. And two things that I think really, round up the month nicely. The first one that she said eloquently was, those who remain silent are responsible. And no better month than we have that said. And the second one that I fell in love with was, the world doesn't need what women have. It needs what women are. And I said, these are the two quotes of the month, because both are compounded with the actions that have happened this month and have been happening since last January. What do you ladies think?
I think that resonates with me. You know, it's one thing to – oh, I hope I'm still on. Am I still on?
I see you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sorry. It's one thing to get upset about what's going on, but if we don't try to do anything about it, then I think we feel powerless. I think that we can only then be a victim. And I know me as a mom, I've just decided to get involved in any way I can, because I think any little difference by each one of us, any small steps we take, if there's enough of us doing it, will make an impact to help change.
Yeah.
You know, if we don't do anything and we don't have a voice, there's what can just only be a victim to it. And our kids are the ones that then, unfortunately, are being, we're all suffering, but our children seem to be really in the school suffering. So I know myself, I've had it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's avenues. There are avenues to get involved, you know, fundraisers that we can start up on social media, and there's meetings within different towns that are helping us as women get together to make phone calls and marches and all kinds of letters, and they help you to just put your energy into getting gun control, you know, as a part of a regular practice, because it's just gotten so out of control, and it's, I think, gotten us, a lot of us, very scared and just feeling overwhelmed with where the country is going.
Helpless.
Very.
I saw an interesting sign, and then Patty, I'm gonna have you read your piece. I saw an interesting sign at the gun rallies, and this was this woman of color standing holding a sign, and the sign said, "As a gay black woman in the United States, it occurred to me that guns have more rights than I do." And I said,
Wow.
I saw it.
That's huge.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, it's true, though. It is.
Right,
my vagina has less rights than gun control.
But it is. This is absolute truth. And I just saw that and I said,
that's horrible. It's
scary.
Yeah.
It's horrible. But how brilliantly put.
Yep.
How brilliantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Patty. Give us a little intro to this.
Oh, okay, but first I just want to comment that the complacency and the standing by and the not doing anything is huge, you know, is also contributes to and is responsible for a lot of the things that are taking place. It's the lack of doing, not just the doers, but the lack of people stepping in. It's been like that throughout history. And it's also what, you know, my Catholic upbringing is showing. But that's what would be called a sin of omission.
That's exactly
the not
what it is.
Doing. The not doing.
Yeah, we can't not do. We just can't anymore. And if it takes a personal family member that you feel is going to be affected by it to make people start doing, then okay, you know. Yeah. But we can't. It's no longer something that's happening to other people so far away. It's affecting everybody everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share more of my. Well, it's not. I can't say these are my words. It's my arrangement of words this time. There. Huh?
That's still yours.
it was really fun. There was an opportunity. I saw that there was a poetry anthology that is coming out that focused on what's called found poems, which is an exercise or a form I had never heard of. Mm-hmm. And basically a found poem is where something is in print. It could be in a newspaper, it could be in a magazine, it could be on a billboard, it could be on a cereal box, you know, whatever. And you take these words, you do not alter them, and you just arrange them as in a poetic form, as a poem. And the editor is actually a literature professor at Sacred Heart University. Mm. You could submit up to five found poems, and I actually submitted three, and I'm so pleased that he picked all three. He goes, I like them all.
Very cool.
Thank you. And I'm going to read one for you. The first, I just have to tell you what the other ones were, just to show you the crazy mixed up, you know, variety. One of them was actually a Twitter frenzy over Nutella changing its formula in Germany. And there was this huge uprising of people. So it was hysterical. I mean, when I saw that online on in my news feed, I had a, you know, what a perfect found poem. And then hashtags and all. And
hashtag and don't change it. I mean, come on.
Yeah, right. The second one, something, you know, completely different, was an excerpt from an article from one of the UK newspapers, and it was an article on how a family was cleaning out a family homestead property, and in the attic there was a trunk, and they found a letter that was 100 years old, written by a family member who had been a soldier and had written home. And so it was about finding this 100-year-old, and it was fabulous. And that was part of my research, actually, for another piece that I did at the Armistice Day event, Lori. You know,
I remember that. Yes, and wonderful.
Yeah. Thank. That was a wonderful event. It was great to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Now, the last one that I'm sharing today is really relevant to contemporary serious affairs, and it's actually excerpts from the statement that Harvey Weinstein sent to the New York Times in his bizarre non-apology. And it was just too crazy, and the man's like really off the charts, off the rails. But I called it Rules of Behavior. I came of age in the 60s and 70s when all the rules about behavior and workplaces were different. That was the culture then. I've since learned it's not an excuse in the office or out of it to anyone. I realized some time ago that I needed to be a better person, and my interactions with the people I worked with have changed. I appreciate the way I've behaved with colleagues in the past has caused a lot of pain, and I sincerely apologize for it. Though I'm trying to do better, I know I have a long way to go. That is my commitment. My journey now will be to learn about myself and conquer my demons. The end.
Oh, boy.
Ouch.
Yeah. Now, you know what? Let me, because I know Nancy, because we haven't heard from Nancy yet. I know you watch the news. What has happened? I haven't heard his name in over 2 months. Is he still, I mean, what's going on with his case?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, he
is. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. With whose case? I'm lost.
Andrew Weinstein.
Oh, God.
Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein.
You know what? I watch the news every morning. I haven't seen anything because, you know what, the stormy weather person is taking over.
And there's been other people taken down, right? And I think what the last I heard was that their businesses, I think, he and his brother's businesses were going out of business or some such thing.
Yeah, that's for sure.
He was in some therapy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's in a sex addict home or something, a rehab center. Yeah, but I think their businesses did go under. But I think that's now pushed to the side because we have all this other malarkey stuff.
There's always going to be new news. This is the thing. This is going to keep things out of. I mean, everybody else almost has a stay of execution with all this going on because now it's like everything else just falls into the shadows. That's why I was thinking the other day.
No, it's still something else.
I haven't heard anything about him, and I knew Patty was going to read that. And I was trying to think this morning before we came on. When was the last time we heard his name?
Yeah.
But it's interesting how that stuff falls to the
side.
What's interesting about that is now, I remember saying this to you on the air last year, Elite, about when it was, who was the one with the pictures? Oh, my God. Oh, and I loved him. I loved him as a politician. Help me out, ladies.
Oh,
who is it?
Weiner?
Weiner.
Not Weiner.
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 Okay.
Weiner.
Loved him, I mean, as a politician and his issues.
Right.
And, I mean, he was really...
Well, he was another sex addict.
A good, hard... But, you know, the whole thing is...
And he even screwed up again. Fairly recently after all
and
he went through.
Now.
And but see, this is what I mean, that whole label of sex addiction, and I'm not saying there isn't such a thing, but it just seems like everybody's crying that, and it's just a matter of, okay, it's really...
And then that coach who went to jail forever.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any type of sense.
Or a piece of power that they have.
No, but it is, you know, I know somebody, I've known people in the past that have had this. And actually, you know, I don't know if you guys know Patty Owen, or Shanti Owen. She just came out with her book because she was very much involved in that. And her book is just out now, and I forget the name of it, but it's on her Facebook page. So it really is an addiction, and there is, you know, it is a real thing. I've known a few people that...
it's been around forever.
No, dismissing the fact that it exists, but I think that a good attorney always says, you know what, say it's this, say it's that, and it'll be a little easier.
Of course.
And of course, there is a true addiction there, but I think that too many people are
addiction,
just...
If it's an addiction, it almost gives them an out.
Yeah.
Well, if it's called an addiction, then you may not feel sorry for them, but you might be like, oh, they fell under the power of an addiction. So if they go through rehab and therapy, then they can be cured. And I definitely think it's out there. I too have known actually a woman, mother friend of mine, that kind of blew my mind when she shared it with me. So I do think that it's there, but I can tell you something. She wasn't out sexually abusing men, you know. She had this sex addiction, and she talked about it, and she happens to have an addictive personality. It was more about the rush and the high and the escape of it all, but she wasn't out then, you know, abusing men in order to fulfill this addiction. So it's kind of that area where, well, you know, I think maybe we need to have people take responsibility for actually just behavior that's not tolerable and not acceptable.
Right.
You know.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, again, it's like, you know, if you are the average person suffering with something, with some sort of addiction, and there's no power attached to it. And, I mean, in all these cases, whether or not they did have a true sexual addiction, as it would be, you know, considered clinical, it's just the position of power that brings these features to the surface. And there's, you know, people fall prey.
But is it a double standard? Because, Winter, you said she didn't abuse men.
Mm-hmm.
But did she sleep with men?
Yeah.
Well, her... what she told me was, you know, she actually was a model like Nancy is and was, you know, through your career. And so she certainly felt that she had a lot of opportunities to sort of indulge in a certain lifestyle. But she said that for her, she was sleeping with a ton of people, and she found herself just acting on impulses that were very wild and sort of, you know, in crazy places and in risky situations.
Well,
but I guess my point is that she wasn't being with people against their will or sort of manipulating them to...
but can you manipulate a man with sex?
But listen, I have to jump in here because
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Because this is kind of I don't know. All right, we were all 20, and I was very wild. It's probably just like your girlfriend. I mean, I can tell you places where I have done things in this city. So I personally don't know if that is I'm not speaking for her by any means. I'm speaking for myself. But I was quite crazy myself. Would I have called myself that I had a sexual addiction? No,
right.
I was having super fun in my in my 20s. So, but to each and every person, it's a different thing. Mm-hmm. For me, I just thought it was like I was a kid in a candy store, and I was having a good old time.
Right.
So that's just what I had to interject there because, I mean, I, you know, it was that time.
Right.
And
that's
20,
why
30,
I questioned it because it's a little double standard here because women just do it because they enjoy it and they're having fun. But a lot of men,
well,
especially in the older men.
She's a married man, so.
Right.
She's
especially
married,
a married man.
She's married now as a mom. She's,
right.
No, she's married now, and she's a mother, but she's still something she struggles with, even as a married person. So
I can understand
her,
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she probably
you know,
it
so,
is.
But I just feel that men are quick to say that it's because they're a sex addict, but really I do think it's more of they're in a place of power and they can abuse women to kind of do things, whether it be in show business or just in a workforce in the corporate world where people want to move up. I just think it's still something that it's a little bit easier to say for
I
a man, and that
you.
We tend to see men claiming it, you know, more than women.
Well, they have a very good excuse.
Situations.
And let's be serious. Power and fame and fortune is an aphrodisiac.
Mm-hmm.
Women and also men will sleep with you a lot quicker being a celebrity. That's just that's always the way it's going to be. I'm not saying right wrong, but that's.
But then they'll blame the woman for trying to move ahead for sleeping with the man.
Well,
that's what
be.
I'm trying to say.
That's
that it's
gonna
totally
be
a double standard
but
here.
I hate to say it. This country was built on double standards.
Right,
I
and
mean,
it's always. I mean,
the way it is.
Until we change it, that's what we're
Absolutely.
Here for.
But, you know, speaking to Elite's point, I think what I thought what you were saying before is when Winter was saying, you know, she didn't force anybody to have sex. And, you know what, I don't want to be that person to say that women really don't have to
they
force
They don't have
men.
To force anybody.
Oh,
that's
what
I was saying.
I used to make the joke, you don't really need anything but a little bit more mascara. A guy is going
right.
to sleep with you.
Exactly.
It's really... But women are certainly more. I don't want to broad stroke this a little. Women are certainly either taught or just instinctively are a little bit more selective in their partners. So I mean that's really it.
And also,
the aggressive factor
factor
you know what?
In men.
Get in.
No, you know what? No, I'm gonna disagree, Lori, on
you
your
to.
Point. Yeah, of course you do, because of course I am. So I totally disagree with that, because women can be just as aggressive, Stormy Daniels and all these other
absolutely.
People. I was very aggressive, I mean, when I was a young, spry little thing. So I disagree with that, totally. It's not just a man thing. Women can be just as aggressive as men.
Oh, absolutely.
And when it comes to sexual activity and so forth.
Oh, absolutely.
And women in power, just because we haven't heard about any women in power doing this, it will come up. It
of
will
course.
Come up.
Of course.
Yeah.
And you know what? To be honest with you, I am really surprised it hasn't yet.
I know.
Because
I know, me too.
The truth is, as you know, I don't want to put us into groups of right and left, but as the left uncovers certain things, you know, I always expect there's going to be some sort of retaliation from the right. And the fact that, I'm not giving anybody ideas, the fact that it hasn't happened is just amazing to me. It really
no,
is.
No, it is. I know. Because you can't tell me that it's not happening. You can't tell me. You cannot tell me that a woman in power isn't abusing some kind of man on some kind
of course.
Woman.
But it's not out in the open, because nobody really, really is going to blame the woman, because everybody will want to sleep with a woman.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is, you know?
But the thing is, it might be happening. I'm not saying it's not going to happen.
I don't think
but it's
women
happening.
Will
power
rape
is power.
Men.
Power is power.
Well, Sandra Bullock covered that point in The Proposal, the movie The Proposal, which was a little flip on.
Tell me about that. That was a good movie.
Yeah, she played the high-powered boss, literary agent. She had an assistant who wanted to publish a book, and she used to boss him around and abuse him, and then she wanted to keep – she was a Canadian citizen and was going to be deported. So she forced him into pretending to be engaged, that they were going to be married to stay. So that was a woman of power, Lordy. And then, you know, of course it had a happy ending because it was Sandra Bullock, and it was a cute movie. But the point is that, you know, that kind of showed that end of things, but yet – And I'm sure, you know, when it comes to being sexually active and you know, seducing people, I'm sure that, you know, women are right up there with the men. But however, if you look at statistics, when it comes to aggression, you know,
yeah.
aggressive acts,
right.
it's more
yeah.
men than it's
men.
More men
right.
than women. So, yes, they can be just as active. They can be just as lustful
yeah.
And,
yeah.
and passionate. But yet with the aggressive end of it, is the men definitely have it all over women in a not
yeah.
so good way.
And if
way.
The men finds a woman that does that, they're turned on and they do it. Who cares? You know,
right.
no one hears about that.
Yeah.
When is this movie out? How come I
years
didn't...
ago.
Yeah,
years
I want to know that
old.
Too.
I'll look it up. I'm online. I have a computer here. I'll look it up. It's called The Proposal. It's a good
oh.
movie. I watch it whenever it's on. And
you
that
saw
and this congeniality.
I haven't seen it, and I normally see everything, so I'm gonna Google it myself and watch it because I love Sandra Bullock. I think she's great. And
yeah,
that's 2009.
Oh,
okay.
Cool.
Wow.
2009,
you know,
Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds with Betty White's in it and Mary
oh,
Sternberger.
Oh my God!
It's a great movie.
Oh,
okay.
It's a cute
movie. Watch
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know, I have a male friend.
Good.
Yes, well, I have something, you know, I think.
You have another revelation?
not a revelation, but I have a male friend that was sexually sort of taunted by his boss for a while. And it was nothing to the point where, you know, she would just sort of kick him under the table during meetings and slide her foot, you know, along his pants, you know, very inappropriately. And he actually felt embarrassed to say something about it because I think the other reason we may not hear it a lot is that men, you know, they're afraid to look weak or they're so afraid to, they
yeah.
should be like the stronger, more dominant sex.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
So I know he felt actually embarrassed to make anything of it, but he did, you know, it did bother him, and he didn't
no.
want to engage with her, but she was the boss, so he was a little bit hesitant to sort of speak up, so I'm sure that could be a reason why it's not brought to the table as much, and also to your point, it wasn't as full-on aggressive as a lot of the situations are when the man is doing it, but it
right.
definitely was happening, and it bothered him for a very long time.
Yeah.
So it's definitely
yeah.
out there. It's just maybe it's in a slightly different, you know, we don't hear about it for different reasons.
Well,
yeah.
just look at, there are at least 40% unknown cases of men being victims of spousal abuse, but they never come forward because
yeah.
they're embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
yeah.
and you know, a lot of people say, well, come on, you know, how could that be, you know, most men. But a lot of men don't ever want to hit their wives, and they will just put up with it, and then they say nothing. But there are many cases out there, and they won't speak out or up because for the same reasons this young man didn't either.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame. It really is.
Yeah. No,
because
it is a shame.
Because a predator is a predator. And, you know, my thinking is always, I would be such a bad predator for one reason. My ego would be shattered. If I have to force you to have sex with me, I don't want to have sex with you. I mean, I just like it just ruins it. But it's true. It's like there's no bigger turnoff to me than somebody saying no to me. Why would I want it? Why would I force them?
No, but all right. So this has come to my attention since the Harvey Weinstein thing, and to your point, your exact point you just said, and it's very. Clear to me now, having dated a little bit,
mm-hmm.
that if I don't want to have sex, I don't want to, and I should not have to.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But this
yeah,
has absolutely. Become even more relevant to me because I've been married 3 times,
mm-hmm.
also. But
yeah.
it's since this case came out, and I'm like, no, I don't feel like it now, and I don't want to do it, and I don't have to. And I, you know, like I said, I just got out of a marriage, and part of a marriage, with some of you guys, or most of you guys are married, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's that part, the sex part. And guess what? My last 5 years of marriage, I didn't want to do it, but I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Yeah.
You
and
know.
Yeah. It's obligation.
It's an
it's
obligation.
You shouldn't have to. You should not have to. I mean,
no.
And it's sad that in a marriage, you know, look, if you're just dating somebody, you're just like, it's a casual thing, you might not want to bring up, well, you know what, I don't want to sleep with you because of what. But in a marriage, it's a shame that you couldn't say to your husband, you know what, this isn't working and this is why I don't want to. You should be able to say anything to your partner. And they
understand
you should and try
be able
to help
to.
It along.
I just moved into the other room.
Or if you're, you know, it's interesting because women, emotions and sex are often
totally
tied
different.
In. Cause
totally
I know
different.
My first marriage, when I was really very unhappy, and there were 2 years where, you know, I left and went back, whatever. And I just remember it got to a point where I was so miserable and so unhappy.
Yep.
The only way that I could have sex with him or when he was to really get into my anger.
Oh wow.
That
wow.
he didn't know, of course,
oh, wow.
But the only way I could feel something and be with him was to tap into that the inside of me, that anger, which was the passion. It's the only passion
wow.
I had.
Oh wow. At the
yeah.
time.
That's interesting.
At the
and,
time, oh, yeah,
the
time, in that relationship, in that situation, yes.
Right.
I mean,
and
then it was at a point where I was afraid I would, because I got to a point where I'm like, am I frigid? And then I found out, no, you're not. You just don't want to be with him.
Right.
And he had no clue.
No.
No clue at all.
No.
Well,
he was just, you know, it was the act. Was the act. It wasn't like I wasn't like, you know, screaming at him and hitting him in anger. I was just the only way I could physically, you know, have intercourse with him.
Right. Just put your mind in there.
Wow.
It was to channel that, channel the anger energy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I also
it was
think
not a good way to feel.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
That's very sad.
Terrible.
That's very sad. Ahead, Ali,
yeah.
So?
I also feel like within the different times of our lives, I mean, you're talking about the 20s, you're talking about the 30s, you're talking about the 40s, you're talking about the 50s, everything changes,
yeah.
you know, our
yeah,
whole state of mind, our
yeah.
whole
we have, we become different
psyche,
people, yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
even your sexual desire changes also.
Of
so
course.
It depends, you know, if somebody could bring it out in you, perfect. If
yeah.
not, then it's
yeah.
fine, you know, as long as you got each other. That's all that matters.
Well, yeah.
And I think I think a lot of us now, and as time is going on, we're learning that we can have a voice more, and this generation is a little bit more, we're more of ourselves than a person, and
mm-hmm.
I think with a voice, and we're not just getting, I think in the past, like I know with my mother, she just didn't connect emotionally with my father because they never did in the beginning, but she wasn't really
right.
taught that. That was something that had to exist. So, you know, for her, after a while, she just could not be physical in her marriage, and that's when the marriage deteriorated because for him, you know, and he's come a long way, but that was really what made the marriage a marriage and work.
Yeah, yeah, you have
so
to have an emotional connection, too.
Yeah, of course.
Now,
you
I wonder
know.
What happened.
And that... That's when most marriages fall out. I will actually, from my case, that's when it falls out. If you don't have that connection, and my mother, who's 88, always said, you know, there's three things you have to give a man: sex, food, and what else? There was one other thing. Sex, food, and so there was one last thing.
Hmm.
But she always said it. That's the only thing. And she's 88.
Wow. Right. That was the olden days. Things are so
yeah,
different now.
I wonder how in other cultures where they have arranged marriages, I wonder, you know, what the women are experiencing.
Ugh, yeah.
Because they're virgins when they're supposed to be virgins when they get married.
Yeah.
In fact,
yes.
I knew somebody
yes.
who
well,
was older.
How many
older.
Movies have you seen that you see they're sleeping in separate beds, and all of a sudden you see the men go into their bed, turn them over on their side, do what they need to do, and he just
it.
Leaves and
yeah.
moves into his own bed. How many times
no,
have you seen that?
It's despicable. It's
it really,
just
but
inhuman.
That's how it was. Women had no say then.
I know.
You know what's interesting?
Well, even not that long ago, I knew a woman who she's older. She's in her 80s, and she actually was kind of like the Barbara Walters of, I don't know, England or something. But she lived in, her husband is Turkish, and they lived in, I believe it was, they lived in Egypt for a while, and they were friends with, you know, some of the hierarchy there, and there was a family there, and there was a daughter, they had a daughter that she was very fond of. And apparently the daughter was promised to this other, you know, upper echelon family, and she was in love with somebody else. And she was found, I don't even know if they were having sex, if they were just, you know, kissing or making out, but the father actually executed her.
Oh my
wow. God!
Because oh. the family shame.
Yeah.
And when she went back to Egypt and saw, she found out because she went and she saw the, you know, visited the family, and she inquired about the daughter, and the father just looked at her and said, "I have no daughter."
Oh my God! Oh,
yeah, but
and that's not.
It.
I mean, we're
not
talking like decades, 100 years ago. Hmm?
Well, that
no,
still exists.
Of course,
they do. People are still set
of
up.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I have several Indian friends
from
arranged
no.
marriages. There are people that I'm friends with right now in the Indian culture, and they were arranged marriage.
Exactly right. I know a couple of them, too.
That, you know,
and how do they deal with it?
They survive, and they're just happy.
I do. Oh, I was just going to say they are happy. I think what happens in certain circumstances is their families kind of befriend other families that they feel are – and I know that sounds really outlandish to us, but on the same sort of social circle and economic circle.
You have to.
It's very comfortable to them. And they're groomed from a young age to understand that they're going to affiliate with a certain type of family. And so by the time their arranged marriage happens, I know for two of my girlfriends, it was somebody that they knew and knew for a while. They were friends. Ironically, to this day, they are very good friends with their partner. This just happens to be like two good endings out of it. They're very good friends.
I guess if there was that connection. I can't, you know, can you imagine if you're meeting your
no.
spouse on the wedding
like she
day?
Said you grow
exactly.
up with them.
But wait,
yeah,
you guys, did you guys see The Big Sick?
You know, I
no.
wanted to see that. I'm going to watch
it. Well, this is so relative to this topic because it's a Pakistani guy that is. He's Pakistani.
Pakistani.
What's it
right.
called? The big.
That
the big what?
Big Sick.
The Big Sick.
Big Sick.
No, it's one of the you. No, you have to watch it because it pertains
it's
to
so
this
good.
Exact conversation. Oh my God!
Yes.
It's phenomenal. It won
it
actual awards.
It is.
It's I think it's a true story. It's a true story. The guy that wrote it, Pakistani actor. It's phenomenal. Really, put it on your list.
Well, they do that in Pakistan. They do that in the Ukraine. You know, all these other different cultures, they all get set up all the time. All the time.
Oh, my God.
It's not a happy ending, unfortunately, you know, but I kind of looked at my girlfriend. It can't. And you know what? Sometimes marriages that aren't arranged are not happy. So I don't know. Sometimes I just wonder. It's a journey.
Marriage
right?
is tough.
It's
Let's face
tough.
It. Marriage
yeah, absolutely
is tough.
Yeah.
I actually
really
grew up with a woman who I'm not in touch with her anymore, but I grew up next door to a woman who I found out about, and I think I got one Christmas card from her after, but she actually was a Mooney and was
really?
In that big ceremony in
wow.
New York at, what was it, Madison Square Garden, where you march up and he puts you with somebody, and she did it.
That's
Oh, my God. What is she doing now?
That's a little desperate.
I'm not in touch with her. I got a Christmas
wow.
card from her, and they were living in New York, and that to me was just so, I mean, she was a little bit bizarre anyway, but this was like
you know, the thing is you have to, I mean, there's got to be something in you to accept something like
right.
that. I mean, you,
open
I,
to everything,
it,
really.
It certainly wouldn't be my way of you know, picking a partner. But, you know, again, I always say everybody could live, and it's everybody's journey. It's none of my business.
Right.
But it,
right.
it
well, in that instance, it's like looking for an authority figure to
yeah.
tell you
yeah.
how to live, who
exactly.
to marry. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I, you know, if you. When you were talking about how women are taught, like, to have, you know, the obligation of having sex with your husband, I was thinking, and I always think in terms of the genius of Norman Lear, who is still with us, thank God, and there was one episode, Gwenda, you might not remember this episode, All in the Family might have been a little before, unless you see the rerun.
No, I loved All in the Family.
Oh, okay. Now,
oh,
there's this episode where Edith is talking to Gloria about sex. And she was saying, my mother taught me there's going to be something you have to do with your husband, and you're going to hate it, but you have to do it. And then, you know, and Jean Stapleton was just amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
she covered her face and she said, yes. but I thought my mother must be wrong because I like it. And here she was. She was taught by, the,
right.
you know, the feet of her mother, you're going to hate this. You're going to have to do it. Mm-hmm. This is what you do when you're married. But and she said, I love
right.
being with Archie. And it was
Aww.
Just so beautifully handled. Like I said, Norman Lear, and first of all those actors were just brilliant,
yeah.
and it was just a perfect
chemistry. Was perfect.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All seasoned
yeah.
theater people. And but that's really, I mean, women were taught, this is what you're going to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, do the
yes.
Lord, do the grocery list in your head as it's happening.
Right.
And
it's
women
your duty.
Were taught.
It's your duty, yeah.
Right. And women were taught that they could enjoy it. Because there was no potential of that,
mm-hmm.
so just get it over with and roll over and go to sleep.
Right.
And then you could,
oh.
you have a right to enjoy it, and that's what I think. In his way, he was saying you have a right to enjoy it, and good for you.
Right.
So, thank God for.
And hopefully, a lot of men want. Hopefully, in this day and age, a lot of men want their.
I would hope so. Sure.
Themselves. Because for, I mean, I don't want, I just know from experience, you know, the person that I'm with wants me to be at the party in the moment. Like,
of course, of course.
So
how could you enjoy
so,
it if both persons aren't there?
Right. So that, and that maybe is an insecure man, or that's maybe a man that needs to feel he's more powerful or more dominant. The good news being that, you know, we are getting more educated, both men and women, to becoming equals. We are equals just because of a gender, you know.
Right.
And so
and wasn't Erica Jong the one who sort of blew the doors open with Fear of Flying?
Yes, that was a great book.
Absolutely.
Great book.
Oh,
yep.
I didn't read that.
Oh, you got to read that. After her other book stunk.
That was
that
landmark.
Was a really good
it was
book.
Like scandalous that there's a woman who just wants to, you know, screw around.
Screw around. Yeah. It was almost like Mr. Goodbar. Remember
right,
that?
Right, exactly.
Oh,
yeah, but
right.
there was no punishment involved, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. But that's
exactly.
but that's the whole thing. And, you know, to Winter's point, it's wonderful to raise our sons and our young men to realize that, yeah, it's a wonderful thing for you to experience together,
right.
not something that you
yes.
do to her and leave your black socks on.
Right.
This is something
no.
that you do together. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying.
So gross.
I do know what I'm saying.
I hate it when they leave the socks on.
Why
no.
would they leave?
No.
Why?
You know
I don't know. Why did they leave
the socks
on?
That wore with the socks.
Oh, let's just forget that. But no, but the thing is, you know, I always encourage little boys to cry. And just like, you know, that's the whole thing. Let's raise human beings and not just genders. Let's just get them to come of age at the same time and respect each other's
mm-hmm.
differences and know that
yes.
each have power in the universe. Just different.
Right. I know you didn't watch it. Did anybody watch the Roseanne yesterday?
No,
I didn't.
But,
how was it?
You know, there's a couple of shows on. I mean, I've been watching a couple of new shows that it's been on. But every new show that's coming on is a cross-gender kid.
I love that.
And it's either a girl that wants to be a guy or a guy that wants to be a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're trying to make the society
mm-hmm.
accept them
beautiful.
As a normal thing.
Good.
And it's so funny because you see it on every new show
so
that's
glad.
On. So it's going to become
yeah.
the norm to us. So
I love
we
it.
Don't go out and say, oh, you know, he's cross-gender or he's
mm-hmm.
a she and
mm-hmm.
this one that.
Mm-hmm.
Or pansexual. That's another one. Pansexuality. I think the kids, I think the younger generation, it's like more blasé.
Right.
You know, the high school kids and the college kids.
They don't really care. And my husband's school is a lot of cross-genders, and he's got to call the girls, you know, he's or she's, and, you know, she's a he's. And they, you know, they ask him to please, you know, call me a he because I'm a he, you know.
I'm male identified, exactly.
That's the way it has to be.
Good.
Alid, what does your husband do?
He's a math teacher in a high school.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, that's
And they
cool.
also have cross-gender bathrooms that they put them in. There's no there's
Very
no
nice.
Female and there's no, you know, male. There's a, you know, there's for both. So
that's fantastic.
I think
it's
a great thing. It has to be because, you know, this pulling apart people just because they're different is just, it's crazy to me. It really is crazy to me. And it's always been crazy to me. And I'm not like, you know, new age, you know. Mm-hmm. We're like an older generation if you think about it. You know, and there's our mother's generation, but it's just that
we
could accept
we are,
it. Just imagine that the new generation is going to be so come forward to this, you know.
Oh,
it's like nothing
Absolutely.
To them.
Absolutely.
Their best friend is gay. You know, my daughter's friends, they're all gay.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of her friends are gay. And she don't care. She loves them.
Of course not.
Alid, so let me ask you about that, though. Are they male or female to
They're
start?
All male, and she's got a couple of females also. Well, she goes to a theater.
All right, so I just want to ask you something. So just because it is, everybody can come out and everything like that now. So because I had a thing with my niece or nephew, or a friend's child thought at one time he was bisexual. So my point is, do you think it's an experimentation, or do you think it's allowed
do it? They're out, and they knew they were gay. They knew they were gay, and they told their parents already way back. Don't forget, these are college kids now. She had a lot of friends in
college.
High school.
Okay.
Right, these are college kids. She did have friends in high school that never came out, and we knew they were gay, and they came out when they were in college. I mean, you know, high school is a tough age.
And there's still some stigma, though. I mean, this happened to me just a few years ago. A friend's brother. Bright, nice, family, whatever, you know, different politics, but they seem like decent people. And he actually, we were having this conversation, and he actually said to me, "Don't you think that homosexuality is a disease like cancer, and we have to find a cure?"
Christ.
And I'm like, and he says, "And do you think God approves of?" homosexuality. And I said to him, "I don't think God cares who you love, but that you love truly." And I proceeded to turn on and make him watch RuPaul's Drag Race. So that he could see that they were people and individuals, and he could, you know, instead of them being like a category, they were like human beings.
He lives under a rock?
He lives in Pennsylvania.
How do you know exactly what you're talking about?
Yeah, he lives in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Is he religious? Whoa.
And he's not as stupid. I mean, he's an accomplished, you know, man. He's just,
he's under a rock. That's ridiculous. It's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
Well, this is the same man that said when I told him I had a rodent problem and I was going to get a cat, and his response was, "Kittens are like little black children. They grow up."
Oh my God!
And I said that's terrible, and I ended up having a big. I mean,
are you still friendly with this person?
We're
never really close friends. He was just like a neighbor's brother who came around, and you know, I hope that I kind of had I didn't put up with any of the stuff that he said. And I'm hoping that I opened his, because we did have a very long conversation about his upbringing and why he felt that way, and you know, me saying to him, "Look, you're looking at people as categories and not you know individual
people."
And so I like to think that maybe I opened his eyes a little bit. Now I don't know if the blinds came back down again, but I was horrified that anybody in this day and age would even think that way, let alone say it.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Sad to say, there's still a lot of those people
around.
Oh,
yes, yes, yeah. Go to it's, Deep South.
But you know,
I was just going to say that, Lee. Yeah.
What's funny is, I remember, this was years ago, Patty told me this, and I remember her my reaction when she told me after it happened, my mouth was wide open. The scariest part of this is the fact that he knew who Patty was. You know, Patty's definitely a progressive person.
Mm-hmm.
So most people that are thinking
just don't say
will
stuff
think
like
it,
that.
But they won't say it to her. You feel the person out, and then you get your stupid little bigotry out there. But to say it to her, and I'm thinking, what is this man thinking about? You don't know who she's like a flower child. You're gonna say that to her? You're Nimrod?
I know.
Holy crap!
I know.
Just plain stupid.
No.
Unbelievable.
And I know he had a bit of a crush on me, and I'm thinking snowball's chance in hell.
Oh, after that? Yeah.
Well, even before, yeah, I know. It's like,
not enough liquor in the world, my darling.
No.
Take
it all away.
Holy moly.
You know,
I know.
I had a father, a friend of mine's husband, say something to me that just, I didn't really know how to respond because it threw me for a loop, and I tried to really... I still am to this day wondering if what he said had any validity. So my girl wanted to be a Boy Scout, and I think I've mentioned this before.
Yes.
The law now is that girls can be Boy Scouts. However, it has to be then approved by the town that you're living in at this point. Okay, so the law has been passed, but it's not a universal. It has to be passed within your town. So. Bizarrely, my son's best friend's dad, so I have a son and a daughter, my son's best friend's dad is the leader of the Boy Scouts, and I didn't know it, and I was saying to his wife, you know, Skye, my daughter, really wants to be a Boy Scout, and I heard that she can now, but I was told in this town she's not able to, and he said to me, well, it's not going to happen in this town because boys need a domain where they can just be boys and they can talk however they want. They can pass wind, they can curse, and they can be themselves without being embarrassed or without worrying about how they're going to look to a girl.
Yeah, that's what boys do. That's exactly what boys do. They just sit around. Like that. Oh.
But what I wanted to wonder and put that out there to you is I had to really step back and say, is that valid? Is that, like, so therefore am I, because of course my girl's not allowed to be a Boy Scout, and of course I wouldn't want her to be now that I know she wouldn't be wanted.
Right.
I wouldn't want her to be in the environment.
Yeah.
But is that something that I should be like, I can see how you're thinking that way. Like, I almost then thought, do I feel bad for the boys then? Like, can I wrap my head around what he's saying, or is what he's saying complete BS? And
what you're asking, is that a valid point?
I've never heard anything so ignorant and so backward and convoluted in my life.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
But
I hate to. I didn't know. I just felt a little bit. I think because I'm so, I adore his son, I adore his wife, you know, so you have the empathy for the child, and then you get a little screw in your brain, like, I didn't know how to respond to that, and I still feel really weird about it.
No,
you're
but I have to say, I agree with you, I wouldn't know how to respond either, because this is a difficult thing, and you have to think, so how old was your daughter when she wanted to be in Boy Scouts? How old?
This is she's almost seven. She's seven in May. This is current. This is totally current.
This is current.
Yeah. It's a tough one. It is a
she
tough one.
She just wants to do what. She just wants to do the activities that they do.
Right.
The girls
better activities. Yeah.
Yeah.
They appeal, whether they're better or not, they appeal more to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She just finds.
Yeah.
They're more exciting.
But I would never.
Yeah, she's not trying to break down a door. She just wants to go out and do what she wants to do and have fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, I have to jump off. I have
a
meeting.
Yeah, Patty, you got to
go.
Go ahead, Patty.
It's been fun.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye, Patty.
I think it's going to be a constant.
Give Patty a hand. Give Patty a hand.
Yeah.
But Winter, if that was me, if my mother was in your shoes, my mother would never ever let me be with that friend again. My mother used to do that. She used to protect me like you wouldn't believe. Oh, your parents are like this? You cannot hang out with them anymore.
But now my point of this would be, I mean, the list of reasons this guy read off to her saying why a girl cannot be there so they could pass wind and feel comfortable.
Boys, who cares? They don't even care.
No, listen, my point is, I was raised by a single mother. Larry and I, that's my brother, were raised together. Passing wind was not appropriate for either of us.
Exactly.
But what I'm trying to say is my mother didn't say, well, you know, Larry's got to do that.
Right, he's allowed and you're not.
That's not, you know, if he had given you different reasons
for
maybe, you know what, there's a joint shower. There were other reasons that he could have given that would have qualified.
There really isn't.
There wasn't.
There
but
really
you
isn't, though.
They want to have a domain where they can be themselves.
Right.
So scratching your butt and passing wind is what you want to lead a troop to do.
Teach the Boy Scouts.
Instead of Boy Scouts.
No, it's just too crazy. They're just babies. They're just little
kids. Just makes me so angry. I would have just blew my top.
But you know what? It's hard because
I know the kids, you know, close to the family.
And you want to accept that people are
You also have to remember, there's all kinds of, and we know this, there's different cultural beliefs and this and that. And, you know, the wife is Korean and the man is Caucasian. And I think my friend is very, very old school Korean. And I would say she's definitely getting more and more evolved.
Mm-hmm.
But she has some of those, I bet that in her household, it runs a certain way.
Of course it does.
I adore this woman. So for me, it's an uncomfortable situation, and I'm just sort of navigating it in the way that works for me. But the good news is, you know, my son is the one that's friends with the boy, and they're not really around the dad, you know. So my son is not a Boy Scout. It was my daughter that wanted to be. So, you know, elite in what, you know, in reference to what you're saying, of course, I would never put my daughter in a situation where she was going to be in an environment that wasn't healthy. And
as far as
my son, I'm not too worried about. He'll never be a Boy Scout.
And she's not in the situation anyway, so it's better off. It was meant to be.
No, it's just, you know what, it's a journey that we're constantly and there's so many twists and turns and different examples of how gender inequality exists, and then there's examples where it's getting better. You know, it's it's a constant thing.
And, you know, historically, we have to take the bumps. And the people that were doing all this before us took the hurt for us so that we could have certain gains.
Right.
And unfortunately, in this case, Winter, you're getting a little hurt. You're getting a little bruised for the advancement of your daughter's daughter.
Well, like she said, this
is just what we have to go through historically.
Every journey has a beginning, a middle, and an ending. So, you know, we're in the middle right now. Hopefully it will end at some certain point.
Exactly.
Well, now I think the Boy Scouts are allowing
Like she said, it has to be in certain, you know, counties. They're different.
First of all, certain states, and then once it's passed within that state, it also has to be approved at this moment in time by that individual community within the state.
Right.
So it's not quite cut and dry yet, where it's...
You know, I was a Girl Scout, and it's very political. You would think it's just, it's a troop, you get together.
No,
it's very political.
Oh, it is.
Because it's these people that just, you know, that are really nobodies that want to be somebody. It is a troop leader, and, you know, they think they're big shit. It's like the PTA is what it is.
Yeah. I think there probably are some group leaders that handle it well. And try to instill certain values. I mean, think about
that's what it's about.
Crossing old ladies across the street. I mean, it's supposed to be about loving your neighbor, helping each other out,
and getting a badge every time you do something right.
Right, and effectively making changes on the planet. That's what it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
Not excluding.
Yeah.
I always forget, it's not about exclusion.
No, but that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. So, ladies, we thank you again. But before we go, Nancy, summer is coming. Now, what do people do when they want to have a smooth look. See, Elite Ziegelman, I want a smooth look for the summer. Well, what am I going to do? Nancy, tell me, is there a product that I can
get? Oh, God, here we go, girl.
Somebody help me. I'm a baby.
So you want to get the Belcor Body Buffer, which helps to smooth your skin, exfoliate, helps with muscle soreness, muscle recovery, helps with cellulite control. Perfect for the summer. They are coming in May.
Yay!
Yippee. Oh, thank the Lord.
Congrats.
So it's in. You just would
very
go
cool.
to, we'll be on the new Shopify Belcor site. So,
Very cool.
So I will definitely put a shout out on Facebook when they have arrived. But thank you very much, ladies. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And Winston, what do you
I will definitely
to?
Try it.
There are a lot of things going on in your life, Winston.
You are busy, busy.
Yeah.
You are.
I am busy. I'm always trying to, you know, keep the balance. So nothing really to promote. I mean, I'm doing things here and there, and I am working on a birthday party for kids company
it.
Because I'm so used to being an entertainer for all these other events and organizations, and I figured why not bring a smaller thing, you know, locally in my area. So that's in the works.
Great.
But, yeah. It's, you know.
What kind of entertainment?
Dancing.
Oh, you're
yes.
doing dancing. Oh, very nice.
I
beautiful.
Love that. That's a great idea, right?
Oh, fun.
Not in a costume, right?
It
like a Barney
fun.
Costume or anything, right?
No, I'd probably have to hire a kid.
Only kidding. That was in my time when my daughter was young. I used to get the Barneys.
No,
I used to get
no, but you
Toy Story.
Kids.
No, I understand
the
that.
Babies. That's Barney, sweetie.
I think I might have to pass the torch if it was Barney to a younger high schooler that'd be willing to wear that costume, but I wouldn't say no.
That's a lot of purple to go around.
Exactly.
Well, that's just
no, that's sweet, though. I like that idea.
I think that's
a very good idea.
No, it's creative.
Kids love dancing. I love it.
Yeah. And it's games, and it's interactive. It's not
yes.
just like, I mean,
yes.
they'll put on a little production, and then we'll play dance games, and there'll be a theme, and, you know, we're doing
oh,
a troll one in 2 weeks.
Stuff.
So it's,
yeah.
it's just rolling. It should be
yeah.
fun. I
yeah.
mean, you know, so
oh,
that's my
you.
World.
That
but still, yeah, you got to keep the joy and the happiness and the celebrations despite a lot of things that are going on that are really heavy
I'm
and dark,
that.
You know,
yeah.
because otherwise...
Yeah.
It's it can be tough, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Because there are beautiful things happening. I mean, there really are. I mean, there's too much good in the world for us to be weighed down by the rest. Because there really is more good than bad. I always think
yeah.
that.
Well, we can't always think of like what's happening. We just have to change the yeah. channel and just move on and just like do what Winter does: dance, go
mm-hmm.
enjoy,
that's
you know,
exactly.
your time,
enjoy,
yeah.
enjoy each
enjoy.
Other, yeah, and spread the
yeah,
love.
Put out the good vibes and set
exactly.
good examples because.
You're always
the,
smiling.
The
I love
definitely
that.
Learn. They learn from our actions far more than anything else.
Oh, my God. They are sponges.
They really
see
do.
Everything,
they really
and they
are.
Become us.
It's not just the word. Yeah.
No.
It's not just
exactly.
the word. So.
And ladies, thank you so much again for joining us.
All right.
We will
thanks
see you
for having
next
us.
Month. Thank you.
Get your thoughts together.
Nancy Donahue.
Happy Easter, happy Passover.
And you
happy
as well,
Passover,
darling, with Gabriel.
Happy Easter.
Just celebrate.
Thank
bye.
You. Happy thank Easter. You, ladies.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
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 Have
thank
a great
you.
Day. Thank you.
Bye-bye,
bye-bye.
Sweeties. There we go. Very nice. Very nice. Boy, that round table bounced all over the place. You know what? I was trying to be mindful about Patty, because I knew she had the meeting at 2
right,
o'clock.
Right,
and
right,
it's
right.
tough. You know what I love about these ladies? It gets tough because just when you think you're winding down something.
Right, something pops
it,
up. And
yeah,
it just
and that's the beauty of having
right,
that energy
right.
around, because it's just a great thing. And of course, Patricia Martin had to leave us earlier, but
well, she's
part of that round table. And she took time off from her job to sneak out.
Join us.
Although she told me that her boss thought it was really cool that she was coming on the radio.
That's nice.
And it was good. But, you know, we never want to push it because I can't afford to keep Patty. You know, I can't afford
payroll.
Her. No, I have my own payroll. I can't do it.
No more payroll.
I can't do it. And thanking all of the lovely ladies, I have to thank the lovely lady once again to my left, Elite Ziegelman, for
thank you.
Corralling the group, for keeping it moving, for keeping it honest, and for keeping it as bouncy as it was today. But who else do we thank but our other co-hosts, the studio audience?
Now, how about you?
Well, thank you. Well, yeah, I'm just,
all right,
you know,
you know, we never even said what's new in our lives. I was going to ask you about all your new locations.
Yeah, next show. I'd rather just get
okay.
on.
All right.
Elite was at my new location in the Hamptons. That's all I'm saying. Hint, hint, hint. And taking wonderful pictures. And wait a second. What about
Instagram?
If you want to go on Elite's page and enjoy all her wonderful work, it's Elite Photography NY on Instagram.
Yes.
And you can see everything she does. Everything is on there. And sometimes you'll see a little figure in the background, and it's me. Sometimes you'll see a hand, it's me. You'll see me popping up. Like I'm like Alfred Hitchcock and the cameos in his movie. But and we thank you for joining us. And we will be back next week with Tammy Lee Webb.
Yeah.
She has a few things that are going on with her, and she'll be joining us, telling us all about that.
Little change into the fitness world.
And that's what we're going to do. You'll be caught in her web of fitness.
Yes,
ah,
that's it.
Genius.
Got to have something.
And if you ever miss a show of ours, archives, Blog Talk Radio, She's Raising the Ball, you could get everything, even the shows that were still the Bridal Body Shop many years ago. It's still Elite myself, and it's still pretty much the same format. So always look for us there, but look for us here next week where we will see you 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
And that's when you will hear Nina lead us in. And
okay.
She's going to say goodbye now.
Bye-bye. 1, 2, 3.